Hi, Dave. It's really nice to be back. Welcome back. A little bit of a break, but I'm really glad that that I have the opportunity to come back occasionally. You know, because I really like to keep the connection with the show. And you know, the neat thing is the kinds of stories that you run. If you're a songwriter like me, who's inclined to be inspired by, you know, political stories or social justice issues, you know, there's lots to be inspired by on this show. So it's nice to be back.
How do you write? Let's talk a little bit about that. First of all, let's talk about the song you're going to do today. And what inspired
sure.
that?
Well, I listened to your interview with Barry Zwicker on Monday. He's one of many, many people who are doubting the official story of what actually happened on September 11th, 2001. So it's the 9/11 truth movement, if you will. And, you know, I have to confess, I'm kind of late to the party in terms of looking at this very seriously. I think I was one of, you know, many millions of mainstream people who just kind of watched the regular news and lived our ordinary lives and really didn't take a second look at it. But then listening to your conversation with Barry and then listening to your subsequent conversation with the person who took the other side, Jefferson Flanders, you know, who brought up a lot of good points on, you know, to refute some of those questions. Then, you know, I ended up spending a lot of my week, I have to confess, delving into this very large issue, which is certainly commanding the attention of a lot of thinkers around the world.
It is a large issue, and it was, we wanted to do something last week, we just couldn't fit into the schedule. I couldn't get the people that we wanted to that we eventually had on, but it is something that it takes up a lot of time. You really need to cover it in a big way. So let's talk a little bit about that. How do you go about writing a political song? I mean, can you talk about the OCFF award that you're...
Yeah, that was a really nice surprise. I just won an award. The OCFF, which is the Ontario Council of Folk Festivals, they run a contest, a songwriting contest every year called Songs from the Heart. And I won first place in the political category this year for actually a song that I wrote for this program, a song called Bicycle Bell. Yeah, so, and it is a song that on one level encourages more cycling, and on another level encourages listening to that kind of ringing voice within that might be a quiet voice at first, might not be the loudest voice speaking, might be something a little bit more quiet and insistent, like a bicycle bell. So there's sort of the two levels that I was working on. So anyway, I was really thrilled to have it recognized as a political song, and yeah, you know, to just grow into the role of a political songwriter, that wasn't necessarily something I expected for myself. But when I look back over the past 30 years of writing songs, I realize that desire to kind of comment on what's going on in the world, that has run very much as a theme through what I've done.
And there are several ways to approach a political song or getting a political message across, you know, from the protest songs, some of the early protest songs, the Woody Guthrie protest songs, to, you know, even Tom Lehrer, who does sort of tongue-in-cheek comedy songs,
that's
managed
right.
to get a protest or get a point across, too. How do you approach writing a political song?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the first thing is I want it to be, to put it in a most blunt way, I guess I want it to be catchy. I want it to be something that kind of gets people's, kind of entertains, really. That's what songs are meant to do. They're meant to uplift or inspire or get you tapping your feet. So it usually starts with a pretty clear and kind of maybe simple idea, not simplistic, but a simple one kernel, like one core of it. With a song, you only have 3.5 minutes at the most, in my opinion. Maybe it can go out onto 5 minutes, but you have a very limited period of time to get a message across. And it's not something like a book where you're going to be rereading it and analyzing it, rereading those passages necessarily. A song, you may only hear it once. So my view is if you can get something to stick in somebody's head, and if you can get something to provoke them to think, and mostly what I'm doing is provoking myself to think when I'm writing a song. I'm usually speaking to myself and exploring something and then bringing it out to people and seeing what happens after that.
You had a very strong reaction to the piece that we did with Barry Zwicker. In fact, we were communicating via email after the interview,
yeah,
and you said,
right.
like, this it just this song must have just came out of you. Almost immediately.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because sometimes I remember how I wrote the song. Like, as you say, sometimes I know I sat down and I said, okay, this one's going to be funny, or, you know, I'm going to take a more melodic or sensitive or quiet approach with something. And some songs, like this one, I don't even remember writing it. It's like it was just there, and I just wrote it down. And then I did quite a bit of editing on it. That always happens. Like, you've got your first round of a song, and then you've got some revision, rewriting that takes place. And then maybe you look at it again in the light of day, and you say, and that's particularly difficult with something like this, where your opinions or your understandings of a subject might continue to change. I guess the difficulty is you write a song based on where you stand at the moment, and then things evolve. Well, you might write an additional song. You might continue to write songs about those subjects. And I guess that's what we want, I think, as people and artists and readers and people talking about these things. It's not a matter of getting something fixed in stone. Mm-hmm. We're trying to explore and continue to gain more understanding as we go along.
When you were talking about it, you almost don't remember writing this song. Do you trust that sort of stream of consciousness writing once you sort of come to, if you will, and realize that you've just written the song? You trust it?
Yes, I do. Yes. You know, the only time that doesn't happen is when I look at it again, I think, oh, this is crap. And sometimes when I look at it and say, this is crap, that means actually I don't want to sing it for some other reason. Like, I'm afraid of bringing it out into the open because it might reveal something about myself that I'm not comfortable with. Usually there's another reason. If that creative spirit or if that process has overtaken me to that degree, I do trust that there's some reason why I need it to express it. That it's kind of a vehicle that takes over. I think it's the unconscious. I really think it's the unconscious. And our skills in playing an instrument or putting words together on a page in a poetic way, those are really just the facilitators of something deeper that we want to say that comes out through the unconscious. That's what I believe about the creative process.
Well, let's take a moment to hear the song. What's it called, Lynn?
All right, the song is called When the Truth Came Down. And the song is really about that moment, not when the event happens, but that moment when a penny drops and you realize, hold on a second, maybe I've gained a whole new way of looking at this. Something maybe when you hadn't seen it on the surface. I know myself, having started to look at this issue, no matter what comes out of it, or what eventual conclusions, final conclusions I reach, I know I'm never going to look at that day again because these questions have been raised in my head. So that was what I tried to come sort of reflect a little bit on in this song, When the Truth Came Down. Do you remember where you were when the truth came down? When you realize that we are all at shaky ground, do you recall what you were doing when the towers fell? With your unshakable belief that everything was well, do you remember who you were back when you believed? You were smart enough that you could never be deceived. Do you recall what you were doing when they took you in? That show that you were watching again and again. I remember where I was when the truth came down. It almost knocked me over, spun my head around. Now I can't lift my eyes from that leveled ground. I recall the day that the truth came down. Somebody said the truth's a casualty of war, but I never really thought about it much before, 'cause I didn't think I'd be the one to be betrayed, and I seldom stop to question what the powerful say. I guess we only see the things we want to see. When you're living in a dream, it seems as if you're free. I'm an ordinary person, I do not know how to seek the truth and do the things I need to now. But I remember where I was when the truth came down. It almost knocked me over, spun my head around. I couldn't lift my eyes from that leveled ground. I recall the day that the truth came down. I recall the way that the truth came down. I recall the day that the truth came down. Thank you very, very much. Thanks. Thanks, Dave. Thanks.
Lynn Harrison, When the Truth Came Down. I can see how that just sort of flowed out of you, the way you sang it. I mean, you just seem so comfortable saying it. It's like you don't even...
It's nice when that happens. You know, the songs, you like it when that happens. And I, that to me, that's one of those litmus tests for when a song is working. You know, when you can sing it comfortably, when it just seems like it fits. There's that sense of rightness and fit. Yeah, it's interesting. In a couple of weeks, actually, on October 4th, which happens to be my birthday, I'm actually teaching a songwriting workshop through Indie Music Toronto. And if anybody is interested in coming to that, we'll be talking about some of these things, about how you write those songs, the songs that fit, the songs that you want to sing again, and maybe the songs that really mean more in the world about tough subjects, maybe, that aren't written about.
Where can they get more information if somebody wants to come to that? At your website?
Yeah, if they can go to my website, that'd be great. Or, you know, just email me at lynn@lynnharrison.ca.
Lynn's website is also linked at our website, www.take5. It's linoleum, linoleum.ca.
Yeah,
Lynn, thanks. Harrison, nice to see you again.
Oh, it's really nice to be here, Dave. And, you know, this isn't the last time. I'll just keep listening. And if another song comes up, I'll just give you a call and I'll come on back.
How many songs is this now you've written for
70.
Take? 70. Bang on 70. Okay. Thank you, Lynn Harrison, with When the Truth Came Down. The time is 9:27. You are listening to Take 5. My name is David Peterson. We're going to send it back.